Terry, thanks so much for joining me this morning. What a night last night as the Indians celebrated with champagne in the locker room after winning the American League pennant, advancing to the World Series for the first time since 1997. Quite a night.
It really was. And of course, we all want to find the person who knew that Ryan Merritt would be the starting pitcher in the game where the Indians beat Toronto 3-0.
Ryan Merritt, the 24-year-old rookie who pitched just 11 big league innings before pitching last night and got the job done.
Right, 4 1/3 shutout innings. Amanda, was very odd. It was like here was a guy who in baseball history, this was the second least experienced pitcher ever to start a postseason game. And he seemed to gain more composure as the game went along than the experienced Toronto hitters. But Amanda, did they know this kid was going to be able to do that? Of course they didn't. You know, a bunch of injuries and other factors led to him being pressed into duty. But Amanda, he wasn't even on the roster at the start of the playoffs. He was pitching in Goodyear, Arizona, just to stay in shape in case, as Francona said, you know, somebody had a pulled groin injury or a sore arm, or I guess you could add, you know, a drone attack to that list. In other words, something incredibly unlikely had to happen for him to end up on the mound that day, and just as unlikely was that he won, and so the Indians are going to the World Series.
Now, the MVP of the series is Andrew Miller, another pitcher for the Indians, a relief pitcher who the Indians acquired kind of at the last minute.
Right, he came in right at the end of July. You know, Chris Antonetti, the team's president, should be the executive of the year for that move. These guys don't even want to swing the bat against him. I mean, he just annihilated the Blue Jays. He did the same thing with the Red Sox. He did the same thing at the end of the season when the Indians had to win a bunch of big series. He is the most dominating reliever I have ever seen in Indians uniform. And this Indians team is the most fun, unlikely, unpretentious group I have seen to win and go to the World Series. And I go back to all those teams in the 90s. Whether it was 95, which is a power-dominated team, or 97, a more veteran team, I had more fun watching these guys than any of those.
Yeah, a team that nobody gave a chance once they did make the playoffs against the Red Sox in the American League Division Series. Now, Terry, going to the World Series, either facing the Dodgers or the Chicago Cubs, what do you think from here? Game one of the World Series will be in Cleveland Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's the same night the Cavs hand out their championship rings. Everybody saw that one coming. That's just amazing. I mean, it's just remarkable. A couple of the players actually had T-shirts on, and I saw that they were wearing. It said, Cleveland against everybody. Well, it's sort of been that way all year, and Cleveland, remarkably, has been winning. You see, Amanda, it isn't just that the Indians eked out these victories in the playoffs. In other words, in a 5-game series, they won it 3-2 against Boston, or a 7-game series, they won it 4-3 against Toronto. Right now, the Indians have lost only one postseason game. They've made only one error in the entire postseason, and that was Brian Shaw, pitcher, threw a ball away. They have been, you know, a solid defensive team, a team with timely hitting and great pitching and enormous heart. And now all that may sound like a cliche, but the reason they talk about teams having, you know, a really iron will, you know, a remarkable spirit, you know, the big heart, is simply because now and then the cliches are true, and that goes for this team.
Okay, quite an emotional night, and now we await to see who the Indians will play beginning Tuesday night in the World Series. Terry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Amanda.